anyway, she, I think it was eighth grade.
For her generation, eighth grade would be about average, wouldn't it be about?
She's 67, yeah.
Wow, yeah, okay. Yeah, so that would be, eighth grade would be about, would be fairly good education for her age group.
And for black also.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead, you don't have to worry about saying that.
Well, I was worried about the.
No, no, I don't.
As long as I can hear the words, I can pick them up later. The only, I think maybe I've got to say that too.
Well, I want you to get all of it.
The main thing is the transcript, not the tape. So if I can, let me see, and then your mother's occupation, what'd she do all her life?
Well, mostly domestic. She did domestic work. She, in terms of laundry,
uh-huh.
She didn't have, you know, well, mostly domestic kind of work.
Okay. And then what about your father?
Well, my father worked at Babcock and Wilcox for a number of years. He was retired.
He's retired.
Mm-hmm.
He was born here in Augusta as well?
I think he was born in Brick County. He moved into Augusta.
Okay. You don't know about when, do you?
No,
okay. What about his education?
His education? Very limited.
Did he go as far as eighth grade?
No, he didn't go as far as my mother. I think maybe third grade or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He worked on a farm.
Started out that way.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He lived on a farm.
Uh-huh. Well, then, at Babcock and Wilcox, what did he do there?
As a laborer.
Worked as a laborer. Okay. Then you mentioned your mother's mother. Died at a young age. Where were they from, you know? Where your mother's parents were from?
I think her parents were from here also.
From Augusta also?
From Augusta. No, they may have moved in into Augusta. Maybe they live outside of Richmond County.
Mm-hmm.
But it's around this area also.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know anything about them in terms of their educational level or?
Very little, because my mother seldom talked about her mother.
Uh-huh.
I know very little about my grandmother. And I think, I don't think my mother knows very little. I remember one time she was talking about it, and she vaguely remembered going to the funeral. And she lived during a time when the horse and buggy, you know, hearse.
Mm-hmm.
And they carried the body of the horse and buggy. And she was sitting on top of the horse and buggy, you know, carriage. And I think that's about all she remembered.
She was very
small. She was very small when her mother died. Her father, my grandfather, remarried. And I think, well, I'm certain that the second wife died sometime later on. Then she lived with her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the aunt did most of the work around the house, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Then he moved to New Jersey, and he died about 3 years ago, I think. Three or 4 years ago, I'm not sure.
What do you know about him? What did he do?
No, I don't. He retired. I know he did some kind of work. He had an income coming in. I really don't know what he did. He would send expensive gifts home, you know, Christmas and birthdays.
Oh, really?
So he was doing something.
Uh-huh.